You mean for the length of time? It's difficult for me to answer. If after 3 years you see that the value of your property has shot up, it doesn't really matter, you can sell it. But if the value of your property is lower than the purchase price originally, it's not a good solution for you either. So I can't really say. It depends on so many different factors. And it's very much a personal thing. If you purchase property, it's because you are convinced that you want to buy one, and you want to buy it and stay there for a few years. 4 years, if you just wanted to stay 4 years, I quite frankly wouldn't purchase property for 4 years. Or you could say, well, I'll buy, I might not stay, but my children may stay, in which case that's a different argument, in which case that might be a good line. On maximizing debts or otherwise, I would be cautious on that. I'm rather cautious. I think it is far better to have lower debts hanging on your shoulders. It's very important. You need to look at the depreciation of debt as well. And consumer credit, you have to pay that. When you have a substantial debt, and let's say you can't pay, maybe you've got two wages paying for that, and suddenly your spouse no longer works, or maybe a divorce, or maybe a death. What's going to happen? That means the bank is going to turn to you and say, perhaps, no, we're not going to give you the loan. You have to pay us back, and you're going to have to loan money. And what are you going to do? You're going to have to sell your property. Even if you have a monthly payment, which is maybe only 1,500 a year, the problem is the risk is too great as far as the bank is concerned. They may say you can't take on board 1 million if you're on your own, so you need to sell. They may actually say you need to come up or buy us out and come up with the funds. Suddenly, it may well be that your spouse passes away. You have a child who says, well, I want my share now, my share of the flat. I want my share. You have a huge debt. That means that it's a very high share. So what do you do? Where are you going to find the money to buy out that share of the house? That's important as well. We talk about spouses, but we forget children. When somebody passes away, sometimes children themselves want their part of the inheritance. What we see sometimes when everybody's alive, all's rosy. And when somebody passes away, well, not so rosy sometimes. People want their share of the money. And that's where you have to be careful, because you might find that you've got a huge debt. If you're alive, you get on very well. And it may well be that when you're both alive, you should draw up a contract when it comes to your spouse, with this notion of usufruct, which means you cannot lose the house, you're able to live in the house. Because if you have a big debt and then suddenly your children turn around and say, we want our share, you need to buy us out, then you'll be in trouble. What's important is to know what is the optimum sum of a debt for you, and also bearing in mind all the different taxes. In Switzerland, you pay what is called a valeur locative. If you have property, it's almost as if you were renting out your flat or your house. But the valeur locative, the rental value, might remain the same, but all the rest might go down because the rates are low. So you are paying a higher rate of taxation. So the answer to your question, and I think you will know, would you be ready to take a higher risk or not? It boils down to that.